The Shastras, so as we were seeing, the Shastras speak variously about there's one entity of Brahman alone existing, so as we were saying, Mattap Paradaram Nanyat Kinchit Asti Dhananjaya, there is nothing different from me. Manasai Vedam Aptavyam Neha Nanasti Kinchana. So it's to be like know through the mind that there is no duality, no duality, Neha Nanasti Kinchana. There is no duality whatsoever. Kinchana, not even the lesham. Even a little bit of duality is not there. And it's, even after all this, like people will not understand. Oh, I am the middle, beginning and end of beings. Oh, then like isn't there a little bit of the gap? You say like middle, beginning and end, isn't there something in between? What about the various directions and all? We say right, left and all right. What about all those? So, Brahma Vedam Amritam Purastad Brahma Paschad Brahma Dakshina Dascha Uttarena Adascha Urdhvam Cha Prasritam Brahma Vedam Vishwam Idam Vairishtam. So, there cannot be any statement much clearer than this, that only Brahman exists. There is only one entity, that one goal that we spoke about, the essence of everything, that alone exists. Brahma Idam Amritam Purastad Brahma Paschat, right, left, bottom, front, top, everything, everywhere. The Upanishad says like left, right, front, back, top, bottom, everything is Brahman. Everything is filled with Brahman. The Upanishad cannot, like previously itself, the Upanishad says Purushe Vedam Vishwam. This Vishwam, this entire world is Purusha. But still, like the Upanishad thinks that okay, we may not feel comfortable, we may not still understand, because people do ask questions. Oh, is it still only Brahman? I think like you are exaggerating. Hasn't Krishna said that this is their karma, do your karma? Krishna said that karma eva adhikaraste. Mate sangotsa vikarmani karmani or all. So all those Krishna said, all those, hasn't Krishna said like do your karma, that is your duty, you have to do karma. We'll come to karma, like we will analyze karma when we deal with the fourth sutra of Brahma Sutra, where Shankara clearly is. So avirodhitaya karma naha vidyam nihantyeva tejastimira sangat. Atma Bodha, Shankara says, avidya, like it, avidya is the cause of problems. Avidya cannot be removed by karma, because karma is born out of avidya. What is action? Action means there is a karta, there is somebody who does action, the doer, the goal, phalam, and then the medium and other stuff as well. Oh, isn't there a goal for Vedanta also? Yes, there is a goal. But what is that goal? The goal is, the goal alone exists. If there is only the goal, then how can you say like there is a seeker, there is a thought? So that is why Triputi, the Triputi of Jnanam, Jnayam, Jnata, all those like vanish. When that one goal is achieved, that one goal is known. Tadapadam tatparamargitavyam yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuyaha. After achieving that state, there is no return back. That is the supreme state. That is the state. And that state is very clear, and it is, can be known, like it can be realized, not through karma, not through bhakti, not through any other yoga, like yoga sadhana. Can we attain through yoga sadhana? No. Can we do through bhajanam? Yes, bhajanam is good. Bhajanam is a means. That's not the end. Even Narada doesn't speak about bhakti, the goal bhakti, as bhajanam. Bhajanam is just another way. What is true bhakti? True bhakti is like tadarpita akila acharata tad vismarane parama vyakulata. Satu asmin parama prema rupa. Parama premam, supreme love, which means becoming one with Ishvara, atmanivedanam. So that is what is true bhakti, not bhajanam. So bhajanam, not through bhajanam, not through many Vedic chants. Vadantu shastrani yajantu devan kurvantu karmani bhajantu devataha. ಆತ್ಮೈಕ್ಯ ಬೋಧೇನ ವಿನಾ ವಿಮುಕ್ತಿರ್ನ ಸಿದ್ಧ್ಯತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮದೇವಾನ್. ಲೈಕ್ ವದಂತು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಾಣಿ, ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್. ಯಜಂತು ದೇವಾನ್, ಲೈಕ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಯಜ್ಞಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಡನ್ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದೇವತ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೇಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ಕುರ್ವಂತು ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ, ಕರ್ಮಾಸ್, ಮೆನಿ ಕರ್ಮಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಡನ್. ಭಜಂತಿ ದೇವತಾಃ, ಭಜಂತು ದೇವತಾಃ, ದೇವತಾಸ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಡೇಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ವರ್ಷ ಥ್ರೂ ಭಜನ್ ಸಿಂಗಿಂಗ್. ಆತ್ಮೈಕ್ಯ ಬೋಧೇನ ವಿನಾ ವಿಮುಕ್ತಿರ್ನ ಸಿದ್ಧ್ಯತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಜದಾಂತರೇ ಅಪಿ. ಸೊ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಫ್ 100 ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸ್ ವಿ ಕಾಂಟ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಆತ್ಮೈಕ್ಯ ಬೋಧನ್, ವಿತೌಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಒನ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಎನ್ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಸಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಬೇಸಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಎನಿ ಎನಿ ಮೋಕ್ಷ, ಎನಿ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್. ಸೊ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್, ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್, ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವೆನ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ನೋ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಟು ಎ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋನ್. ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಅಚೀವ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ will there be any satisfaction, will there be any perfection, will there be any contentment. So that cannot be achieved through any other means than this one brahman. Tameva vidvan amrutaiha bhavati nanya phanta vidyate, tameva viditva atimrutyameti nanya phanta vimuktaye. So there is no other way to moksha. Yada charmavad akasham veshtayishyanti manavaha ತದಾ ದೇವಂ ಅವಿಜ್ಞಾಯ ದುಃಖಸ್ಯಾಂತೋ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತಿ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಶ್ವೇತಾಶ್ವತರ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆಕಾಶಂ ಲೈಕ್ ಫೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಮ್ಯಾಟ್, ದೆನ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ರಿಯಲ್ ಪುಟ್ ಅನ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಟು ಸಾರೋ ವಿತೌಟ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಸೊ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಫ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನ ಈಸ್ ಎಸೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್. So here it is a way of telling that it is impossible to put an end to sorrow without Brahma Jnanam. And we are facing sorrow. Sorrow like in the form of discontentment, dissatisfaction, imperfection, limited feeling, finiteness. So all those are different ways of putting the word or synonyms for sorrow. So that is there. So that will be there, that will always be there until we realize that Brahman. And what is that Brahman? That Brahman alone is present here, as we saw, like Brahman alone. Brahmaivedam sarvam. Brahma, Brahman alone is present here. Whatever is present here is Brahman alone. There is nothing else. Brahman alone exists. Then what about this, Bhedam? This multitude that we experience, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. This Jagat that we see is just Mithya, it is just an illusion. It is Nama Rupa. Vedanta gives many analogies for this name and form. So, Yata Somya Ekena Mritpindena Sarvam Mridmayam Vijnatam Syat Vacharambanam Vikaro Nama Dheyam Mrittiketyeva Satyam ಘಟಕುಡ್ಯಾಧಿಕಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಮೃತ್ತಿಗಾ ಮಾತ್ರಮೇವ ಹಿ. ಸೊ ಘಟಂ ಕುಡ್ಯಂ, ಸೊ ಮೆನಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪಾಟ್, ವಾಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಆರ್ ಮಡ್ ಅಲೋನ್. ಸೊ ನೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ನೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟೆಂಪರರಿ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎ ನೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಟುಡೇ ಒನ್ ನೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಟುಮಾರೋ ಅನದರ್ ನೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪಾಟ್, ವಿ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ದ ಪಾಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ಮೇಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್. So, Shastra also gave the example of gold. So, many gold ornaments, like we have many ornaments, but fashion keeps changing. So, we know, like if we if we have seen, like if we have observed women, of course not women today, even men are into ornaments, like wearing bracelet, wearing chains. So, it is a kind of a fashion. It also shows one's status in society. So bracelet means, there are different ways, like a bracelet or a chain which is very shining means that a person got just married. So of course I'm not criticizing any of those. All those are fine, all those are required, all those are part of this world. Nobody can change it. But still, that's the way the world is, not just women. But these ornaments, like we'll buy an ornament, and after 2 or 3 years, the fashion becomes old. Old fashion, everything changes. So 2 years back, nobody thought that there would be an equipment that can replace, or that would put even the iPod or the sales of iPod in jeopardy. So that is what is happening today because of the iPhone. So nobody even thought that there will be something like iPhone. iPod was the best selling electronics good in the world. But now even iPod is suffering because iPhone has overtook it. So that means two years back, what was the hot thing is not hot today. Something else is hot today. The same way fashion keeps changing. So when the fashion of our gold ornament is old, we go to the goldsmith. Or like if we have to attend a wedding. So weddings are places where in wedding you can see everything except the bride and the groom. So even if you see the bride and the groom, like you can only see some glitter. So if you don't go near, you have to go near and search for the bride and the groom, because there will be only glittering. So gold dresses, or dresses adorned with gold ornaments, everything will be there. And then like there will be people around like wearing all gold ornaments as if they are just some museum entity that people who are the ongoers or onlookers of this madness that we call as wedding ceremonies, the photographer. And then that goes to that gets circulated, the CD. Earlier it used to be videotapes or VCDs, or sorry, VHS. Now it is VCDs or DVDs or Blu-ray discs. So that gets circulated and people say, oh, look at that. That is a new ornament. Oh, you look great in that, wearing that necklace, you know. It's really good. Who did that? Like, did the fashion? Tell me, let me also go. So anyway, Vedanta is not against any of all those. That's how the world is. We have to understand the nature of the world and go with it. We can't change anything. We'll come to that. Like, how can we change a world which is mithya, which is not real? We can't change a world that doesn't even exist. What exists can be changed. What doesn't exist cannot be changed. And can you change what exists? What exists is one Brahman. And that one Brahman is what? Nirvikaram. That is eternal. If Brahman is eternal, it cannot be changed. So what exists cannot be changed. So what exists we can change, but that also cannot be changed. What doesn't exist you cannot change. So there is nothing that can be changed. That's why people run here and there trying to change their look, to change their face. Plastic surgeries, they try to change everything that is possible. Change people around, control people. But is it possible? Are they successful? No, they only fail everywhere. Alexander tried to change the world. Was he able to? No. He was a failure. Napoleon, Hitler, they all tried. They all failed. Why? Because the world doesn't exist. How can you change something which doesn't exist? You can't. Therefore, there is no point in changing this world. But still, anyway, like all those aside, so when fashion becomes old, we go to the goldsmith and say, okay, can you put a new fashion? And then like the goldsmith will take that and then give us a new chain. So it will be very new. Is it new? Not at all. If we ask the goldsmith, what will he say? He'll say, oh, this is not new. This is just old. This is just a new fashion. That's it. Then what is it? Like, how much do you value it? He'll just weigh it and say, oh, this is the value. Whether it is an old fashion or new fashion, he'll just wait and say, okay, I'll give you only this much. Oh, what about like the carving, the fashion today? Of course, all these fashion also have some value, so don't start arguing. So today fashion also has value, like a fashionable, the goldsmith goes through a lot of pain to go to make or create such complex patterns today. Sorry. So that also has some value today. But we are talking about ancient times when such fashions were not there, complex fashions were not there. So anyway, the value is gold. So gold alone is true there. The goldsmith knows that. So that's why he is able to get a old old jewel and then create a new one out of it. So he doesn't cry over the name and form vanishing or changing, because he knows that name and form is not real. So similar way, tadvad brahma jagat sarvam, similarly this world is Brahman alone. So vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam. So this vikaram, this we change, or this we, these various forms that we see, that is just namesake. It is just name, it is not real. So name and form are never real, they don't have any reality at all. So this jagat that we see is name and form of Brahman. Then what about oneself? So what, like, then who am I? So this I is like you are Brahman only. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha, you are Brahman. Satattvamasi Shweta Keto, you are that Brahman. Oh, I am that Brahman? Yes, you are that Brahman. How do I know that? That is what the Shastras say. Go through, like, learn Vedanta, follow, and then, like, you will realize that you are that. And as Balakrishnan Nair says, you don't even need to experience. People say, oh, it will take 12 years to experience. Oh, you fool, you don't have to experience so much and all. You are Brahman, whether you know it or accept it or not. You are already Brahman. God is only Brahman. Oh, can I create this illusory world in me? Can this mithya jagat appear in the adhishthanam of Brahman, who I am? Okay, maybe Ishwara, in Ishwara Brahman is there. Okay, that I can accept. Ishwara, oh, Ishwara, yes, I'm pretty great. So Ishwara I can accept. But me and creating the world, that is a little far-fetched. I think it's time, like, you have to go to that Vaidyashala and get that, those special Arishtam, because your brain is not working proper. If you want, tell me, like, I'll give you a lift. That's what people will start telling. Shastra say, there is a perfect proof to it. A proof which is irrefutable, because we experience it daily. What is that? When we go to sleep, we see a new world, entire new world. We see a new world. Who creates that world? We do. What is that world consists of? I. Is there anything apart from I? No, only I. Oh, there is, like, I saw, like, a monkey. I saw my relatives. Were they all there? No. When you wake up, what do you know? What do you see? Only that dreamer. That one person, so that's why he is called Taijasa, Tejas. He creates everything. So that means we do experience such a state. So it is possible, like, it is, that is what is happening. This entire world is just one entity. Then, oh, in that case, let me try to control the world. So let me try to become the next Obama. Can I? So the moment we try to control the world, there itself we forget that the world is unreal. So it is like a dreamer trying to control the dream world. The moment he tries to control the dream world, he has forgotten that the dream world is not real. Whatever is seen in him is not real. So the moment he forgets that it is real, he goes back into the sorrowful state. So that means, when I remember that this world is an illusion and me as Brahman, then I'll get Anandam. Then there is only Brahman. If there is only Brahman, what is there? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. There is only Brahman, Yovai Bhuma, Tat Sukham. If there is only one entity, of course that has to be blissful. Because that is all pervasive, that is infinite, that is unlimited, that alone exists. It has to be blissful. Vai Dvitiyad Vai Bhayam Bhavati. Out of duality causes sorrow. Duality causes fear, fear causes sorrow. So when there is only one entity, then there will be Anandam. But the moment I forget that, when I try to control the world, then I am running behind that water which doesn't exist in desert, then I am running behind the Gandharva whom I saw in space, who doesn't exist. What will happen? He'll end up with no Gandharva, no water, and thereby sorrow. Life will be filled with sorrow. So as simple as this might seem, that I am Brahman and Brahman alone exists, it is very simple. So Balakrishna says, in three words we can end Vedanta, that is Brahman, Nama, Rupam. Brahman and name and form. Brahman and Jagat, that is it. Or in one word, Brahman Adhishthanam Jagat Mithya. Jagat is Nama Rupam. Brahman is real. That is it. With that, like, everything ends. There is nothing else to be known. But though there is nothing else to be known, the human mind is, as God used so many vasanas, so it is like dreaming. So it is like a person who sleeps for 10 hours. It's like once you sleep for 10 hours, then you will dream, and when you get up also, you may like think, or when you dream again, like you may think that a dream is real. When you get up, you will think that a dream is continuing. So the dream will become real because of so many births. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam. So many births. Many births have passed. Like all those vasanas gets accumulated, and thereby it is in very easy. So it required, like, after 24 years of study in Gurukula, and then instruction from his father, it took like 9 times explaining Tattvamasi in 9 different ways for Shweta Ketu to realize. So we haven't even done all those 24 years of sadhana. So that means it requires, like, since we have accumulated a lot, it requires some analysis. And of course, above all, the direct logic that we have, Brahman and Jagat, that may not seem to be appealing, or that may not get into our mind, because always there is a question. The question is not about one Advitiya Brahman. The question is also not about Jagan Mithya. So most of the time the question is about Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. If I am Brahman, why don't I experience bliss? So it's a $1 million question that comes in a sadhaka's life. So that is being answered very beautifully by Shankara in the introductory commentary to Brahma Sutra, which is called Adhyasa Bhashyam, because it speaks about the topic or the subject matter being Adhyasam. So why don't I experience Brahman or Anandam of Brahman? Adhyasam, that is the one word answer. Why Vedanta? Why should I learn Vedanta? Adhyasam. So this Adhyasam, like, put very briefly, what is Adhyasam? So Adhyasam means, like, it's a mix. There is a mix. When we see a movie, like, where two people get mixed, interchanged, or people get mistaken for others. So that is something like which is funny, which causes a lot of trouble, confusion. The same happens here. So I am Brahman. At the same time, I do experience this myself as this body, or myself as having this body, or myself as being close to this body, myself as having relatives, friends, etc. So that means there is like a I which is associated with this world, and there is a I which is associated with Brahman. So that is why Shankara says Jivo Brahma Evana Paraha. So Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, Brahman Nama Rupam, that is enough. But still everything is to do with I. So if we try to analyze our lives, everything circulates around I. So without I, there is nothing. Without this I, like Vedanta, forget Vedanta and Brahman. Even Brahman and Vedanta doesn't exist without this I. This I is the subject matter. So there's a very slight difference between an egoistic person and a realized person. An egoistic person says, I am there. A realized person also says, I am there. The egoistic person says, I am there, different from the world. A realized person says, I am only there. It is only I there. So there's a difference between both cases. But still, in both the cases, there is I. That I is something which is always there. So that I is where the world or our world circulates around this I. So that is why Shankara says, Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. This I is Brahman. So, like, if we like put it in a pyramid form with the sharp portion coming down, then like at the top we have Brahman and Jagat. So Jagat is Mithya Jagat, Brahman is Satyam Brahman, and then at the bottom we have this I. So what happens with this I? This I gets split into two. So one I is associated with Brahman, one eye gets associated with the world. Of course, Mithya Jagat. So from where did this start? Like how did this start? There is no start at all, because Mithya Jagat, the I, like can the I get associated with Mithya Jagat? No. Can it? Definitely no, there is no. Mithya Jagat means Jagat is not there. So how can this I get associated with it? So all these are ways of telling, like ways of answering our logical doubts. So all those end like when we say everything is Brahman. So if somebody, when a Shishya comes and says to a Guru, oh Guru, like there is only Brahman, right? Then like why all these Vedanta? Then the Guru, like a true Guru, what would the true Guru do? The Guru will sit silent and say, like if there is a fierce Guru like Ramana Maharshi, he'll say, okay, you are, okay, there is only Brahman, then you are Brahman, go away. A compassionate Guru will just keep silent. Then the Shishya will say, I am Brahman. Like after many years, still I am Brahman, but still there is no Anandam. Therefore, he'll come back and say to the Guru, oh Guru, now I realize something I am missing. Everything is Brahman, I am Brahman, but still I am missing something. So that's how it is. So that means a person who says there is only Brahman would be either a realized person or a person who is not realized but thinks he is realized. So it is like a person who thinks he knows. He doesn't know at all, but he thinks he knows. And like such false or wrong knowledge is dangerous for oneself and others, because such wrong, first of all, such knowledge, false knowledge is dangerous for ourselves, because we'll think we are blissful, but we'll be suffering. We'll not have any bliss at all. So anyway, so ultimately there is only one I. There is no Mithya Jagat, there is no Mithya Jagat. The Jagat is Mithya, then there is no Jagat. If there is no Jagat, there is only Brahman. Then how can this I get associated with this Mithya Jagat? But if we face sorrow, then that means we are forgetting that one, the I, Brahman. This I associated with Brahman. So if we forget that, what would happen? When we forget something, something else will come up. So what else is remaining? And only the Mithya Jagat. So I becomes associated with the Mithya Jagat. So there is an I which gets associated with Brahman, there is an I which gets associated with Mithya Jagat. And it is always like, it's as in Puranas, the fight between good and bad. So it is always a fight between which I wins. I win, I as Brahman wins, or I associated with this Jagat wins. Most of the time, it is I, Jagat, who wins. So if this I, Jagat wins, what happens? Then this, of course, this I is real. We have to understand here. So I is real, but Jagat is Mithya. So if this real gets mixed with Jagat, what would happen? Of course, it is a mix of real and unreal. What will happen if a real and unreal mix? There will be something which is illusion. What is illusion? Illusion means sorrow. Whereas if this I becomes identified with Brahman, real and real, there will be only real, there will be Anandam. So moksha is when a sadhaka realizes himself to be one with Brahman. What Brahman? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. What Brahman? Brahman as the substratum of Namarupam. Brahman as Mataparadaram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya Advitiya Satyam. Whereas most of the time this I gets identified with this Jagat, Mithya Jagat, thereby starts like things like I am Manishyoham, Brahmanoham, Purushoham, I am Purusha, I am Manishya, I am Brahmana. and then like my friends, mama mitraha, mama shatruhu, or shatruho, like my shatrus, my mitras, mitras, friend, and all those, like everything starts from there. So that is where Vedanta comes into picture. So Vedanta or Shastras, Shastras are synonymous with Brahman. So what do the Shastras do? The Shastras work in two ways, like as we said earlier. So two ways. One is the Shastras assert that Brahman alone exists, and the Shastras remove the wrong notion that I am identified this world with this world. The Shastras again and again reiterate that this Jagat is Mithya and I am one with Brahman. So Anityam Asukam Lokam Imam Prapya Bhajasvamam. So having attained this I, you are identified with this I Jagat. Having attained that, seek me. Seek me as who? Seek me as Brahman. Seek I as Brahman. So when you seek I as Brahman, this illusion which is seen in Brahman, when for Brahman, when I Brahman is forgotten, I Jagat comes in. So remember I Brahman, then I Jagat will vanish. How to do that? Dosha Drishtya Muhur Muhu, as Vidyaranya says, Kama Adi Dosha Drishtya Dosha Drishta Drishti Adyaha Kama Adi Tyaga Hetavaha. So Dosha Drishti, know that this world is Anityam, always changing, an illusion, which means Asukam. It will only give us Dukkam. Parinama Tapa Samskara Dukkaihi Gunavritti Virodhascha Dukkameva Sarvam Vivekina. It is always changing. It is tough, like we have to go through a lot of pain to achieve the world or worldly objects. And then there is always samskaras, like we achieve something and that object passes away, and then like we have samskara, we remember that and then we get sad. So there is all only sorrow with this with respect to this world. So therefore wise people don't crave for it. So wise people don't crave for worldly objects, because they know that these worldly objects are, our world itself is constantly changing. So agama paino anityaha tan stitikshasva bharata. So this shloka from the 5th chapter as well, which I forgot now. So where Krishna says that it has a beginning. So since it has a beginning, so this, that which has a beginning will also always have an end. So that which has a beginning and an end, like, is always seed of sorrow. It is filled with sorrow. Therefore wise people will not crave for it. The wise people will not dwell on it, will not seek it. So with this dosha drishti, know that this world is temporary, this world is sorrowful, and then thereby seek the substratum, seek that one goal, the essence, knowing which everything becomes known. So as simple as it might seem, it is not easy. Therefore we have to learn and learn and learn the shastras. And to, if we talk about shastras, shastras are many. So there are the Shadvedas are there, and then the Upavedas, like Vedangas, Upangas, there are many, Chaturdasha Vidya, and then like Shaddarshanas are there, and then many Upanishads, 108 Upanishads, many other Shakas, there are a lot of stuff. And in many of these thoughts are spread here and there. So even in Gita, like though thoughts are, like though the truth has been mentioned, so still there is a lot of confusion about all those. So those confusions, in our, feeling compassionate towards ardent or earnest seekers who feel confused, who find Shastras as confusing, Bhadarayana or Vedavyasa wrote the Brahma Sutras. So logical analysis of the scriptural teachings and the essence or the summary of the Brahma Sutra can be found in the first four sutras. Therefore, though that is called Chatusutri, so Chatusutri, Padmapadacharya wrote a detailed analysis called Panchapadika, which has a long set of commentaries. So Brahma Sutra, the first four sutras are the essence of Brahma Sutra itself, which means the essence of the scriptures as well. So these sutras are easy to remember. So we'll see a brief of what this Brahma Sutra is, the various commentaries, the various commentators, various sub-schools based on this and all in the next day. But for now, Brahma Sutra, Alek Shankara has written a very detailed commentary on Brahma Sutra, which is detailed commentary on Brahma Sutra, and which is called Sharirika Mimamsa Bhashyam. And his introduction to Brahma Sutra as to why Vedanta is what is called Adhyasa Bhashyam. Adhyasam, this I Brahman and this I Jagat, they both get mixed because of this I. So it is unclear, it is not. So it is as if this I gets entangled in both the places. So if it gets entangled in both the places, then it is like Nahusha, Nahusha's Swarga. Trishanku Swargam, Trishanku Swargam. It's neither here nor there. So it is something which is mixed here and there. So that is confusion. So it's confusion is not there for only two people or two sets of people. One is Ajnani, he is not confused. Though he is like those, as Ramakrishna Paramahamsa says, he is like those fishes which get caught in net. And they are so filled with filth or dirt that they think they are safe. So even in the net, like they are caught in the net, but there is dirt in the net. Therefore, they are inside that dirt. They think they are safe. So Ajnanis, they have no confusion at all because they think they are enjoying Asuras. Asushuramate iti Asurah. So Asuras who dwell in sensual pleasures alone. So such people, like they think they are realized, or like they have anandam, they don't lack anandam until all those will be there. Trividhyama somapa bhutapapa yajne rishtva swargatim prarthayanti te punyamasadhya surendra lokam ashnanti divyan divideva bhogan te tam buktva swargalogam vishalam kshine punyam marti lokam vishanti evam trayi dharma manu prapannaha gatha gatam kama kama labhante. So after doing a lot of good deeds, a person goes to Swarga and enjoys. But those enjoyments are like an account, a credit in a bank account. The more you enjoy, it will get reduced. And when it gets reduced, you'll have to come back to this Marti Loka again. All this continues over and over again. So a person like thinks he is enjoying, he is experiencing anandam, but he is only experiencing temporary anandam, anandam which is changing, anandam which will vanish. So not knowing that Ajnanis think they are enjoying, therefore there is no confusion. There is also no confusion for Jnanis because they know there is only one Brahman. So it is in between these sadhakas who have confusion. That's why Yoga Vasishtha starting itself says, this is for a baddoham vimuktasyam iti yasyasti nishchayah. So I am bandha, I am baddha purusha, I am in bondage, I want moksha. Such people are suitable for shastras. They have this confusion because they know that this world is temporary, but they think they are part of this world. They know there is some Brahman, but still they are not able to apprehend that Brahman because they are still apprehending this Jagat. So when both are there, there is always a confusion. There is always confusion. So it's like a dual role. So a movie where a person plays multiple roles. So if both the people are there in a particular place, both people look alike. So there will always be confusion. So this alikeness is there because we don't have the proper goggles. So our eyesight is weak. And therefore, we think both people are the same. So their height and weight are almost the same. Therefore, both appear to be the same. But they both are not the same. Like when we wear a specs, we'll know that both are not the same. The specs of knowledge enables us to differentiate the difference, like they are differentiate between this Jagat I and Brahman I, and thereby, as Shankara says, end by saying Jivo Brahma Ivanapara, I am this Brahman. And with that, what will happen then? అనేన వేద్యం సత్ శాస్త్రమితి వేదాంత డిండిమ. విత్ దాట్ విల్ ఎండ్ ఆల్ ద శాస్త్రాస్, విల్ దాట్ విత్ ఎండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, ఆల్ సర్చ్ ఎండ్స్ బికాస్ దట్ వన్ ఎంటిటీ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. సో అధ్యాసం ఈజ్ ద వన్ వర్డ్ ఫర్ దిస్ మిక్సప్ ఆఫ్ ఐ, అండ్ దిస్ అధ్యాసం ఈజ్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ సారో. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి రిమూవ్డ్. దేర్ ఫర్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర ఆర్ వేదాంత ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ స్టార్టెడ్ ఫర్ దాట్. So it is very simple to understand concepts, but still it is tough to dwell on it. It is tough to follow it, like when things are against what we have learned. So we learned that there is only one Brahman, but we see duality. So knowledge goes against experience. So all those have to be negated through conviction, intellectual conviction, which we can gain by a proper logical analysis, which is undertaken in Brahma Sutra. So many people say and consider Brahma Sutra Bhashyam of Shankara as something which is very tough, even Adhyasa Bhashyam. So many commentators have interpreted it variously, differently, but Adhyasam, if we can understand this I Brahman and I Jagat, Adhyasam ends there. But there's nothing else to be explained. So that why do are we learning Adhyasa Bhashyam? Of course, we have to know clearly. So the more we learn, the more we know, the more logic we apply, the more clearer our mind will become. So once we say, oh, that is a horse, we may not believe it. So we have to test it. So we go near and look at it more closer. Oh, okay, it has a tail, it has a four legs, it has this. So it is a horse only, but still there is doubt. Oh, is it a horse? It looks like a donkey. So then what should I do? I'll get on the horse and ride it. If it is a donkey, it won't ride properly. Oh, it rides. Now it is a horse. Now I know it is a horse. Oh, but still, like maybe this donkey is fast. Then how do I know? No, just stand behind the horse and then like it will give you a kick. Then you will know that it is a horse. Try that also. Oh, finally we'll be anyway, like we will have to go to the hospital, but we'll be content, we'll be happy. Oh, I am happy now. Oh, you what is this? Like you have like plaster of Paris all around you. You are like Paris filled with plaster. So what is this? You are like a mummy. And still you are saying you are happy. Yeah, I am happy now. I know that it is a horse for sure. 100% sure. 200% sure. So that will be the case. I know, I have experienced Brahman. I am Brahman, I am Brahman, there is only Brahman, I know. Oh, what about this world? Oh, get lost, my dear friend, get lost. You don't have to talk to me like that. I know there is only Brahman. There is only Brahman, whatever you say, oh, you experience this, you see that. Oh, my dear friend, I'll give you an advice. Sit here, let me sing Yaman Raga. It is supposed to be a good raga to sleep. So sit down, let me sing that raga, may you sleep, and then like you will, and when you wake up you can tell me whether it is true or it is possible that experience is wrong, because then you will dream and you will know. So that will be the conviction. So that is what is to be achieved. So Brahma Sutra Bhashyam or Adhyasa Bhashyam is not tough at all. It is very simple, it is very easy. So but we have to go through all those to gain more conviction, and there is nothing wrong in learning more and more stuff. When we are learning more and more stuff, we are learning about Brahman. We are not learning anything different. We are learning the same stuff through different ways, different means to achieve that same one Brahman. That one Brahman, one Vishayam, that is the Vishayam. So if Brahman is the Vishayam and we learn Brahman through many ways, it doesn't matter. Our conviction will grow. Day by day, Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana, our conviction will grow, will become strong that there is only Brahman. When whatever happens, even if Yama comes in front of us, even when tsunami is about to strike, even when a hurricane is there, like Hurricane Bill or Ike or Bill is the latest one, so even if hurricanes are there in front of us, we will be able to laugh at it, like Ambarisha was able to do. We will be able to laugh at it and say there is only Brahman here. So that is to be achieved through this Adhyasa Bhashyam. So So Adhyasa Bhashyam is considered a bit tough, but like when we learn, we will see as to how simple it is. The concepts, we have already dealt with the concept. But in the next day, like we will see a very brief about Brahma Sutra and Adhyasam, the word of Adhyasam for an hour before starting on Shankara's Bhashya. Because understanding about Brahma Sutra and a brief about Adhyasa, we have just touched, or like we have just touched the tip of the iceberg of Adhyasa today. Just very minimal, a little more analysis, a little more perspective on Adhyasa will make it easier for us to understand whatever Shankara has beautifully said in very little words. And today we find many people arguing, commenting, and saying this is tough. So many commentaries are required. This is required, that is required, this is right, that is right. All those are not at all required because Adhyasam, the concept of Adhyasam, is very simple. Adhyasa Bhashyam is still simpler, which we will see. And Brahman is the simplest, easiest thing to achieve because we are already Brahman, because Brahman alone exists. How can you not apprehend that which alone exists? And non-apprehension of such an entity is impossible. So the more we try to analyze, remember that everything is one Brahman. Anandavardhanam, as Shankara says, Nandati, Nandati, Nandatyeva. So may Amma bless us so that through the start of learning the Chatusutri Bhashyam of Shankara, we will gain more and more conviction about Brahman, and thereby rejoice in bliss of Brahman in this very birth itself. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.